The two major candidates for president jostled for position in the last week, stepping into and out of political corners and attempting to paint the other as unfit and unstable. Today, Donald Trump stuck to policy while Hillary Clinton stuck it to Donald Trump.
These reforms will offer the biggest tax revolution since the Reagan tax reform.
Trump chose the traditional campaign setting of the Detroit Economic Club to deliver the sober outline of his economic ideas, starting with taxes.
I am proposing an across-the-board income tax reduction, especially for middle-income Americans. This will lead to millions of new and really good-paying jobs. The rich will pay their fair share, but no one will pay so much that it destroys jobs or undermines our ability as a nation to compete.
But throughout his scripted remarks, Trump was regularly interrupted at least a dozen times by hecklers.
Thank you. I will say the Bernie Sanders people had far more energy and spirit.
Trump's tax plan envisions three income tax brackets of 33, 25, and 12%. His original plan last fall topped out at 25% for the wealthiest earners. Trump also argued for cutting the top corporate tax rate to 15%, less than half of what it is now. The Republican nominee also called for a freeze on new government regulation.
It is time to remove the anchor dragging us down, and that's what it's doing. It's dragging us down. Upon taking office, I will issue a temporary moratorium on new agency regulations.
Trump said the specifics of his plan will be spelled out on his website at some point, but he used today's remarks to attack Hillary Clinton's approach to economic policy, saying it punishes you for working and doing business in the United States.
It's clear, and a lot of the journalists have written this, that Trump is scrambling to do damage control.
Clinton, who campaigned in Florida today, including a brewery tour in St. Petersburg, was quick to dismiss Trump's economic plan.
He wants to basically just repackage trickle-down economics. Now, you know that old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
The candidate sparred as Trump tumbled in the polls after a series of political missteps last week. On Friday, he finally endorsed House Speaker Paul Ryan and others he had initially declined to support. Meanwhile, a new face, little-known GOP operative Evan McMullen, said he is hoping to capitalize on Republican unease by launching his own independent bid for president.